7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mostly clear and comfortable conditions expected overnight as temperatures fall to the mid-60s by early tomorrow morning. Your Monday will be one of the hottest days of the year so far with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first time this year and 1 degree away from the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
70 degrees Gaithersburg, 68 degrees in Arlington, 69 degrees in Lanham.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Coming up,
an emergency weekend juvenile curfew goes into effect at National Harbor. We have reaction. I'm Shayna Stulen.
D.C. police arrest several more teens in connection with a robbery at a CVS. In the middle of Passover, vandals strike a synagogue in Montgomery County.
Part of the Dulles Greenway is planning for pounding feet instead of vehicle wheels. I'm Sandy Kozell.
It's part of Washington Spring, the big temperature swing. I'm Dick Uliano.
And the Caps lose to the Rangers. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Nature struck and struck hard in the plains, changing lives in just an instant. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in hard-hit Sulphur, Oklahoma.
The latest information we have is that 4 people were killed during the storm, 2 in Holdenville, 1 in Marietta, and 1 in Sulphur. And residents here are starting to clean up and say it could be weeks before things are back to normal.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says officials are still trying to understand just how bad things are.
Over the last 3 days, we've had at least 33 confirmed tornadoes, 3 EF3s or stronger, the EF3s happening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. And we have had hundreds of tornado reports. The National Weather Service still going out and surveying them.
There have been more severe weather warnings across the South over the past few hours. Emotions remain high on college campuses around the country as pro-Palestinian demonstrators demand action to stop Israel's assault on Gaza.
On Columbia University's West Lawn, civil disobedience, this ongoing tense city, galvanized national protests. They want the university to divest investments in Israel and companies they say profit off repression of Palestinians. Dueling protests at Columbia.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away. But because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
Mark Strassman, CBS News, New York.
Protests are spreading in Israel, too. Our Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem with details.
Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Anger over the government's failure to bring their loved ones home has spilled onto the streets as demonstrators have stepped up their protests, which more than once have ended in scuffles with police.
And President Biden spoke by phone with Israel's prime minister about the hostages and about concern with an expected ground invasion of Rafah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed back to the Mideast and will stop in Israel. Number one WNBA draft pick Caitlin Clark is practicing with her new team, the Indiana Fever.
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices, and just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
That is when they'll play the Dallas Wings in a preseason opener. Texans wide receiver Tank Dell was wounded in a shooting in Florida. It happened at Cabana Live. That's a party venue in Sanford, Florida. A 16-year-old is under arrest after police say he opened fire at the venue, wounding 10 people. The Texans wrote on social media that Dell sustained a minor wound but has been released from the hospital and is in good spirits. Dell, who is from nearby Daytona Beach, was a third-round draft pick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 103, Monday, April 29th, 2024. The high today, 89. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. An emergency weekend curfew for young people 16 and under has now gone into effect at the National Harbor. It was prompted by rowdy and criminal behavior involving hundreds of teens on the waterfront early in April. WTOP Shayna Estulin has reaction.
I could tell the difference with the security.
Samantha says on Saturday she saw police talking to parents and questioning teens.
I guess they're realizing, oh, wow, it is really real. It's going into effect.
She says she wants tighter security to continue and police to be monitoring behavior of kids from all backgrounds.
So we've never seen a problem at night. We've seen a
but
lot of...
We're old, so we're in bed by 9:30.
We're not hanging around out here at 1 in the morning.
Max and Jan Gibbs, who've enjoyed their visits to the area over the years, say given the chaos that broke out, a curfew may be helpful.
Not that our young people are bad, but sometimes guidance and supervision helps them make good decisions.
Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
The increase in security this past weekend may have also been due to the Commanders' NFL draft party at the Harbor. County police say they will release data on how many curfew warnings were doled out. They'll do that today. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with the robbery of a CVS in the Navy Yard. D.C. police say that five teens are among a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast back on April 16th. They're accused of trying to leave the store without paying. When confronted by a security guard, one of the teens threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests include two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection with an unrelated assault on the National Mall. The other three arrested were 14, 15, and 16 years old. As the Jewish community celebrates the festival of Passover, a synagogue in Rockville was vandalized Saturday night. The vandalism involved a banner in front of the temple on Travilla Road, just south of Darnstown Road. The banner had read, "We Stand with Israel," and it had been up in front for quite some time. Montgomery County Police received the call just before 9 a.m. Sunday morning. So far, police don't know who's responsible. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Saturday, May 4th. WTOP Sandy Kozel reports on what that means for participants and for those who normally drive the route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It's not uncommon to have big temperature swings when it's springtime in our area. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports on the change from cold and windy to sunny and hot.
The temperature swing from Saturday's raw, rainy weather to Monday's expected heat could be 30 degrees or more.
Generally, we're expecting high temperatures to peak in the upper 80s. Maybe we might hit that 90-degree mark.
National Weather Service forecaster Jeremy Geiger says temps in the upper 80s will carry on into Tuesday.
It's not uncommon for these big swings during the spring.
The quick change is the result of a shift in wind.
The flow of air originating more from the south, even south, southeast.
It's not just southerly breezes raising the temperature.
That combined with clearer skies allow for more of the sun to heat up the ground.
Temps in the 80s are expected to last through Wednesday. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
Homeownership remains the American dream, although a potentially expensive one. I'm Mark Hamrick with more in my report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
It's spring, but is your house still a drab shade of winter? I'm Dave Dildine, and my home's exterior went from a dull gray to an awesome barn red thanks to Serta Pro Painters. They are laser-focused on helping to bring a fresh color to your home inside and out. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. Northbound 95, you got delays as you make your way up to Russell Road. Now, what you've got going on is two left lanes open, only the far right lane, or the two right lanes, I should say, blocked. And this is as you make your way north of Garrisonville Road. Then as you get near Russell Road, you're going to lose two left lanes instead of just one. So traffic now squeezing by in that far right lane, and this is causing that slowing. But once you clear Russell Road, the ride to the north is good with no major delays, despite ongoing bridge maintenance operations in areas on northbound 95 north of Warrenton Road all the way up to the Springfield interchange. This bridge washing work is going to be causing mobile closures along the far left side. So just stay over to the far right lane pretty much the entire way of 95 as you leave Fredericksburg past Quantico Triangle and all the way up to the Springfield interchange. Not seeing any delays on the southbound side of 95. Leaving Springfield actually all the way into the Fredericksburg area. Beltway Inner Loop in the area between American Legion Bridge and River Road, you find two left lanes getting by. The right lanes are blocked, but not seeing any major delays because of that activity. Otherwise, traffic on the Beltway running fine with all other lanes open, both in Virginia and both in Montgomery County and Prince George's County in Maryland. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
Clear and calm conditions expected for the rest of your Sunday. After a really pleasant afternoon, the summer-like heat really builds in heading into tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will start under mostly clear skies, temperatures in the mid-60s. By tomorrow afternoon, we've got a forecast high of 90 degrees. If we hit that, which is looking more and more likely, it'll be the first 90-degree day of the year. Also, 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as a lot closer to the average high we see during the hottest times of the year in July of 90 degrees. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
70 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Mark Hamrick.
Homeownership and the American dream. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. What do you consider to be the American dream? A new Bankrate survey attempts to learn how Americans feel about the question. More often than anything else, home ownership is the thing. That's the case with nearly 4 out of 5 Americans. But here are some other responses. Being able to retire. Having a successful career. Owning a car or truck. Fewer than half said having a child. And about a third said getting a college degree. Many aspiring homeowners continue to face affordability hurdles, including insufficient income, high home prices, and the affordability of down payments. Aspiring homeowners should consider financial planning to prioritize savings, paying down debt, and boosting credit scores. This will help to qualify for lower rates. There are down payment assistance programs to explore as well. In the meantime, continue to monitor housing market trends. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up, a local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare ambassadors. It's 1:12.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Coming up, a federal law offering job protection to pregnant women nationwide. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
There's been a decline in the number of people, especially minorities, getting breast, colon, and lung cancer screenings since the COVID-19 pandemic. A local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare advocates.
Fear may be the reason that many minorities are not getting back into cancer screenings.
And so sometimes it's easier to just push it back in the back of someone's mind as opposed to facing it head on.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also other reasons.
It takes a long time to get to certain healthcare offices. Sometimes the offices don't feel as welcoming. These are all structural barriers that can make it really difficult.
Safran says they're working to remove those barriers,
which is why we have neighborhood health ambassadors. We want to meet people where they are in the community.
This is part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. To find out more, go to WTOP.com. Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
After a successful inaugural year of girls flag football in Maryland, the program is expanding.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. At least four people are dead in Oklahoma after severe weather spawns tornadoes. What a new CBS News poll is telling us about who votes in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, what they want to see in the White House. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s to Ken Berger and the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Stephanie. The slowdowns continue on northbound 95 in Virginia. As you make the approach to Virginia 610 Garrisonville Road, you've got two left lanes open, and then just one left lane is open. You got to squeeze by in the far right lane as you make the approach to Russell Road. Consequently, there is a delay on northbound 95. But once you clear Russell Road, the ride up past Joplin Road and all the way over the Occoquan to Springfield is running fine. The other issue, northbound 95, and this is in areas north of Warrenton Road all the way up to Springfield, you're going to find bridge maintenance operations. They're doing some bridge washing work, so you're going to find the left mobile closures along the far left side. They're taking away possibly two left lanes with these mobile closures, so keep that in mind. But the main closures because of the road work is northbound in the area between Garrisonville Road and Russell Road. Also, U.S. 1 Richmond Highway northbound near Mount Vernon Highway. You've got bridge work closing the two left lanes. There's also an accident reported on southbound at Route 1. This is near Lorton Station Boulevard. Watch out for this accident activity, but not seeing any delays between or through either of these two incidents. Traffic on the Beltway in Maryland, both in Prince George's County and Montgomery County, running without delay, despite there being the work zone on the inner loop in Montgomery County between the American Legion Bridge and River Road, where two left lanes get by. Where speed meets quality for an oil change and vehicle maintenance experience you can trust, visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Clear skies overnight will let temperatures fall to the mid-60s, so by tomorrow morning, you probably won't even need a jacket, as that's rather mild for this time of year, and it only gets hotter from there with a forecast high tomorrow of 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies. That'll be 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as a lot closer to the average high that we see during the hottest time of the year, which is in the middle of July, and that average high is 90 degrees. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday, expecting mostly sunny skies, but the chance of a pop-up shower or storm is possible in the afternoon, and temperatures fall to the low 80s behind this little system on Wednesday, lasting through about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
70 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside of Audi Field in D.C. More news in 60 seconds.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1:21. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Thanks for being with us. A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside of Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before a D.C. United game that 49-year-old Wally Shabazz is accused of attacking a 41-year-old Mark Gross Jr. of Northwest D.C. D.C. police believe a workplace dispute was behind the stabbing. D.C. United officials say the incident did not change their kickoff time. The team is also working with investigators. The warm weather may be drawing prospective home buyers out to open houses as the traditional busy spring real estate season continues. WTOP's Michael Toscano reports Washington, D.C. remains a competitive market.
If you're selling in the city, real estate brokerage website Redfin says you'll probably get 3 offers and sell in about 43 days. Those are the averages. The median sales price in March was $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports D.C. area homeowners who sold in March saw an average profit of $161,000. The Urban Turf real estate website says from a pure dollar perspective, for the first quarter of the year, sellers in the 20015 zip code Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown had the highest average seller gains citywide at just over $481,000. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
Many high school seniors are now making the decision not to go to college, opting instead to attend trade schools. ABC's Alexis Christophorus reports the corporate world is taking notice.
Walmart, among the companies now removing college degree requirements from some corporate jobs that pay six-figure salaries. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the CEO of Walmart U.S. says having the right skills can sometimes be more important than having the right degree.
Let's say you wanted to be a technician, or a truck driver, or a robot tech, or a pharmacy tech. We have those programs where you can do that on the job while you're working, and they lead to great careers.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking to CNN while on a European trade mission, Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
He appeared on CNN's State of the Union. A woman's basketball legend calls it a career.
WNBA star Candace Parker's retiring after 16 seasons. She made the announcement on social media saying it's time.
To be a part of women's basketball at this point, I think it's just truly special. And
she talked about the love of the game during March Madness last month on CBS Mornings.
Candace Parker drains the three.
Parker played her final game with the Las Vegas Aces last July after getting sidelined by a foot injury, but leaves the game as one of the league's most decorated athletes. She's a two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, and has won three championships. Parker's also a two-time Olympian. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Capitals season comes to a close with a 4-2 loss to the New York Rangers in Game 4. Of their opening round playoff series. So the Capitals swept for the first time since 2011. The Capitals got off to a slow start, allowed a goal just 1 minute into the contest. And that was pretty much the tempo set there as the Capitals playing from behind. Did even up at 2-2, but then the Rangers scored on the power.